When the Texans needed a new head coach, Mr. McNair made sure they got the number one guy who was out there. Let's hear from him right now as he embarks on his first season as head coach of your Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien.
Thank you. First, I want to start off by thanking everyone that's here. To have the opportunity to coach in the city of Houston, to play in the city of Houston for this great fan base is really unreal. I mean, you have a chance to every day go out and compete and perform for, in my opinion, the best fans in the country. This is a football city, and we can't wait as a team and as a coaching staff and as an organization to go out and play and compete for this city and for you fans. And we really appreciate all the support that you give us. Obviously, we really appreciate Scott McLean and Amegy Bank and everything that you do for the Houston Texans also. I'd like to really thank, obviously, Bob McNair and Cal McNair. My first 6-7 months on the job, whatever it's been, it seems like it's gone by really fast. But thank you very much for your support. It's very much appreciated. Rick Smith, our general manager, again, thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to working with you for many, many years. So it's been a good experience in these first 6 or 7 months. Most importantly, they asked me to give a season preview. I'm not going to stand up here and give you a season preview because I'm not a genie. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not sure, you know, how things work in that way. But I do know this. I want to tell you about our players. We started working with our players on April 7th. And what I can tell you first and foremost is our veteran players have come in here and they've realized one thing, that change occurs in the NFL every single year. There's new players, there's new coaches. That's just kind of the way the National Football League works. And our veteran players hold a lot of respect with our coaching staff. We really respect the work ethic that they've put in, the acceptance of their roles, the acceptance of the new systems that we've taught them from day one. They've come out, and I'll give you a good example of that. They've come out the last 2 days when we got back from Denver, had a good win, good team win against Denver, and we got back and we gave them the day off on Sunday, and then we came out yesterday on Monday, and I think it was about 132 degree heat index on the field. It was. I mean, it was hot. And these guys grinded through it, and I think this team is led by some really good veteran players. Those guys know who they are. I'm not going to mention their names, but our coaching staff has a lot of respect for those guys and the work ethic that they have. And then we came out here this morning, and we had another 2.5-hour practice in full pads. I know some of the defensive backs were asking why we were in full pads today, but we'll explain that later on this afternoon. But no, but they came out, and they practiced very hard this morning, and we had a chance to improve as a team, and I think we're getting better. I see a football team that gets better and better every single day. And I believe that our 2 weeks against Atlanta and Denver really helped us as a team. It was a chance for our football players, our team, to go out there against two quality opponents and see how they measured up. And I would tell you that we measured up very well. And we went out and won those two games. We also have a group of what I consider really good role players on this team. Guys that have played some years in this league. Guys that understand how important being a backup corner is and being on all four core special teams is. Guys that really accept those roles and understand why that's so important to a football team. Those group of guys are guys that we really have enjoyed coaching also, in addition to our veteran players that have played so much great football for the Houston Texans. Then we have a good group of young players. We're really happy with our draft class, and we're very happy with many of our undrafted free agents that we brought in as rookies. These guys have come in here and worked extremely hard. They've understood from day one that playing in the NFL is a privilege. JJ just talked about it. It's a privilege. You have to earn the right to play in this league. And you'll see, if anybody's been in our locker room, you see we have a row of blue lockers in the middle of our locker room, and that's for the rookies. Until they make the team, they have to understand what it means to play in this league and to earn the right to play in this league. And they've done that. They've gone out and worked extremely hard, and our coaching staff is very pleased with their progress and where they are right now. So we like our team. We have a good mixture of veterans, a good mixture of role players, and a good mixture of young players. And we understand that we have to go out and we have to play smart football. We have to play good situational football. We're going to be a team that's very competitive. We'll be a very hardworking team, a team that goes out and plays extremely hard every single Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever they tell us we have to play. We'll be out there and we'll be competing for the city of Houston, for each other, and for everybody that's sitting in this room. So thank you very much, and we're looking forward to September 7th.
Who's ready to play now? I am.